We have already reached the fifth Sunday of Lent. And the last one before the Palm Sunday and the Holy Week that will reach its peak on Easter Sunday. The central theme of today's readings is the resurrection and the life. The three readings fit beautifully together as they tell us of death yielding to a new way of life. So life and death, hope and despair are the key phrases that sum up the message of this Sunday. I am the resurrection, said Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, it is there the major teaching of this gospel. Teaching which is strongly highlighted by the sublime dialogue between Jesus and Martha. Despite her immense grief and great disappointment at the absence of Jesus, Martha tells him her conviction of faith. Conviction which is that of all religious Jews of that time. I know, she said, I know that he will rise again at the last day, the resurrection of all men. It is a profession of faith which Jesus approves, but which does not yet fully satisfy him. For it is, in his eyes, a faith too general and too distant. What Martha must understand is that this resurrection of all men at the last day will be the ultimate work of this Jesus who speaks to her at this moment. So to profess a general idea of the resurrection is clearly insufficient because it is to believe in an abstract reality. But what Jesus desires above all else is that we must have faith, an absolute faith, in this very person, concrete and alive, that is he himself. So the conviction that he seeks to root in Martha's heart and in the hearts of all who listen to him is that he is not only the one who has the power to give resurrection and life, but that he himself is the person, the God made flesh, the resurrection and the life. These are two truths that we will find very well expressed in the preface to this Mass, which will say, as a human being, he wept for Lazarus, his friend. As eternal God, he called him forth from the tomb. Brothers and sisters, as followers of Jesus, we believe in the resurrection of the dead. That death is not the end of everything. Rather, it is just a passage into eternal life. And that the life thereafter is only a continuation of this life. But this life after death could be ours only on one condition, namely to believe in Jesus. He said, he who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Sure. During this season of Lent, the church invites us to die to ourselves. Die to ourselves, which is the only way for Jesus to become our life and our resurrection. Then our resurrection from our many other deaths will not come as a surprise when Easter comes. And this is the good news of today. So let us listen again in our hearts, Jesus' call, saying, each of us, come out. Come out from your personal tomb. Come out from your personal cave. Come out from your sin. Leave what is familiar and dark and dead. Come out. Live again. Leave your tomb or cave of immoral things that slave you and that you like viewing on the screens. Leave your cave of woman full of self-pity. Leave your tomb of self-doubt, a cave where you question your right to be among people who seem to be so much better than you. Better wives, better husbands, better Catholics, better people. If you are in a cave where you delight in suffering from wrongs that you have done in the past, come out. If you are in a cave where you refuse to forgive, come out. Whatever your cave may be, you don't need to be rotting there. Come out, Jesus calls. Come out and come into life to breathe again, to live again, to walk again in the light of the day, not in the darkness of the night. Yes, Jesus is more powerful than anything holding us back, including our sins. He is more powerful than the forces around us and within us that is trying to destroy us. Wake up, he says. Come out. Finally, as Lazarus, who came out from the tomb, as Lazarus, who was called back to life by the friendship of his Lord and Master, we are invited to well be aware that at Bethany, many Jews believed in Jesus because they understood that every friend of Jesus can live and even live forever with God, live forever with him. So, if we really understand that, we can now follow Jesus in his passion. Strong in the friendship of Christ, strong in his proximity, we know that death will never have the last word. So, dear catechumen, since the beginning of this Lent, we call you dear elect of God. Now you are nearing your baptism at this Easter vigil. For you and with you, we celebrated on the third and fourth Sundays the scrutinies. Today also, we will pray that Jesus, who raised Lazarus from the dead, free the elect that you are from the grasp of death as you await the life-giving sacraments. May he bless the path that leads you to this Easter, and may the prayers of all this congregation accompany you and be a support for you. Amen.